Part 4, Chapter 7. Turl drove straight north, following the overgrown bed of an old highway. For all his joviality, he was thinking very hard. Fear and leverage. If you didn't have leverage, you could make fear work. He felt he had already accomplished a little bit. The animal had seemed impressed back there. But he had a lot to do to get both fear and leverage, and get enough of them to break this animal and cow it completely.
Comfortable?
Asked Turl. Johnny snapped out of his daydream and became instantly alert. This was not the Turl he knew. Casual? Chatty, even? Johnny was on his guard.
Where are we going?
Just a little drive. New ground car. Doesn't she run well?
The tank ran well, all right. The plate on the panel said, Mark III General Purpose Tank, Executive. The enemy is dead. Intergalactic Mining Company Serial ET-53647243-54-7. Use only Ferro Power Cartridges and breathe gas. Ferro is the breath and power of life.
Is Ferro part of Intergalactic?
Said Johnny. Turl took his eyes off driving for a moment and looked suspiciously at Johnny. Then he shrugged.
Don't you bother your little rat brain about the size of Intergalactic, animal. It's a monopoly that stretches across every galaxy. It's a size and scope you couldn't grasp if you had 1,000 rat brains.
It's all run from the home planet, isn't it?
Why not? Something wrong with that?
No. No, just seems an awfully big company to be run from one planet.
That isn't all Cyclo runs. There's dozens of companies the size of Intergalactic, and Cyclo runs them all.
Must be a big planet.
Big and powerful,
said Turl. Might as well add a little more fear.
Cyclo can and has crushed every opposition that ever stood in her path. One Imperial checkmark on an order, and a whole race can go.
Like the Chinkos?
Yes, yes.
Turl was bored.
Like the human race here?
Yes, and like one rat-brained animal will go if it doesn't shut up,
said Turl in sudden irritation.
Thank you.
That's better. Even becoming properly polite.
Turl's good humor returned, but it wouldn't have had he realized that the thank you had been for vital information. Abruptly, their headlong pace swept them into the outskirts of the city.
Where are we?
They called it Denver.
Aha, thought Johnny. The great village had been named Denver. If it had a name to itself, that implied that there were other great villages. He reached for the Chinko guidebook of the area and was just reading about the library when the ground car came to a stop.
Where's this?
Inquired Johnny, looking around. They were at the eastern edge of the town and slightly to the south.
Knew you had a rat brain. This is where you...
He laughed suddenly, and that made it hard to talk.
Where you attacked a tank!
Johnny looked around. It was indeed the place. He looked through all the slits, taking in the area.
What are we doing here?
Turl grinned in what he was quite certain was his most friendly grin.
We're looking for your horse. Isn't that nice?
Johnny thought fast. There was more to this. He had better be very calm. He saw no bones, but that meant nothing, for wild animals would have been at work. He looked at Turl and realized the brute actually believed a horse would wait around. Windsplitter most probably had trotted on after them a while, and then wandered back toward home in the mountains.
There are countless animals out in the open here. Picking out those two horses...
Ratbrain, you don't have a grip on machines! It shows. Look here!
Turl turned on a large screen set into the instrument panel. The immediate vicinity showed up on it. Turl turned a knob, and the scene was viewable from different directions.